my privilege to share the word of God with Yongnak families. My name is Jessica Won and I'm serving our Yongnak kids. Let's start with a prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us an opportunity to read your word and meet you once again. We come before you. Please forgive all our sins with the blood of Jesus at this time. Lord, Holy Spirit, please come into our hearts at this time so that we may be able to listen to your words, remember your words, and obey your words. Please come and touch us, heal us, and reconnect us as we share the book of Philippians at this time. Lord, we love you and we thank you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's open up the book of Philippians chapter 4. I am reading from the HCSB version. Book of Philippians chapter 4 is on page 1193 in my Bible. So let's read together verse 1 through 23. So then, my brothers, you are dearly loved and longed for, my joy and crown. In this manner stand firm in the Lord. Dear friends, I urge Euodia and I urge Syntyche to agree in the Lord. Yes, I also ask you, true partner, to help these women who have contended for the gospel at my side, along with Clement and the rest of my co-workers whose names are in the Book of Life. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again. Rejoice. Let your graciousness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Don't worry about anything, but in everything, through prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses every thought, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any moral excellence, and if there is any praise, dwell on these things. Do what you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, and the God of peace will be with you. I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that once again you renewed your care for me. You were, in fact, concerned about me, but I lacked the opportunity to show it. I don't say this out of need, for I have learned to be content in whatever circumstances I am. I know both how to have a little and I know how to have a lot. In any and all circumstances, I have learned the secret of being content, whether well fed or hungry, whether in abundance or in need. I am able to do all things through Him who strengthens me. Still, you did well by sharing with me in my hardship. And you Philippians know that in the early days of the gospel, when I left Macedonia, no church shared with me in the matter of giving and receiving except you alone. For even in Thessalonica, you sent gifts for my need several times. Not that I seek the gift, but I seek the profit that is increasing to your account. But I have received everything in full, and I have an abundance. I am fully supplied, having received from Epaphroditus what you provided, a fragrant offering, an acceptable sacrifice, pleasing to God. And my God will supply all your needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Now to our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. Greet every saint in Christ Jesus. Those brothers who are with me greet you. All the saints greet you, but especially those from Caesar's household. The grace of Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen. Good morning, children. Today we are learning from the book of Philippians. Do you know who wrote the book of Philippians? Yes, Paul. It was originally a letter to the church of Philippi. Paul's letter was written to thank the church in Philippi for their kindness to him and to remind them that true joy comes only from knowing Jesus. Philippians is a book overflowing with joy, joy in Christ, joy in fellow believers, and joy even in time of troubles. Written by Paul, this joy-filled letter was actually penned while he sat in a Roman prison. Yes, in spite of his sad surroundings, Paul did not complain. In fact, Philippians is a warm personal letter. It reveals the heart of a follower who is completely and overwhelmingly devoted to Jesus. Paul's goal, whether he lived or died, whether he was liked or hated, was to glorify Jesus. He encountered the church to have unity with one another and to not allow false teachers to destroy them. Philippians is filled with practical advice about how to live for Jesus and love others, advice that will still change believers' lives today. Today we read chapter 4 of the book of Philippians. The title is Practical Counsel. Verses 2 to 9, Paul challenges the Philippians to keep living like Jesus. He first addresses two prominent women leaders in the church who worked alongside Paul. They are in some kind of conflict. So Paul pleads with them to follow Jesus' example of humility, to reconcile and become united. Then Paul urges the Philippians not to give in to fear, but despite their persecution, to vent all of their emotion and their needs to God, who will give them peace. That peace, Paul says, comes by focusing your thoughts on what is good and true and lovely. There's always something that you could complain about, but a follower of Jesus knows that all of life is a gift and can choose to see beauty and grace in any life circumstance, which leads Paul to his conclusion. So in verse 10 through 20, it is titled Appreciation of Support. So Paul again thanks the Philippians for their sacrificial gift. He wants them to know that his imprisonment, that his times of poverty, are not the hardship for him. They have actually become his greatest teachers, showing him that no matter his circumstances, he has learned the secret of contentment. It is simple dependence on the one who strengthens him. Paul has come to see his own suffering as a participation in Jesus' suffering. Paul thought he was very close to Jesus, and this gave him hope and humility in his darkest hours. So Paul shows us that knowing Jesus is always a deeply personal transforming encounter. That is the kind of Jesus that Paul invites others to follow. I'm very glad that God loves me. I'm thankful that Jesus died for me on the cross and that I am now free. I love the Holy Spirit who helps me to remember God's word and changes me to be more like Jesus daily. Boys and girls, let's remember our identity. We are the children of God. We are the soldiers of Christ. Let's be on Jesus' team. Let's follow Jesus' footsteps. He showed us an example. Paul also showed us an example. Let's do our best to reconcile the lost souls to Jesus. Let's pray, everyone. Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us the opportunity to be in your team. Let us participate in the hardship and in glory of Jesus together. Lord, Holy Spirit, please give us your wisdom and strengthen us so that we may be more like Jesus every day. Lord, help us to share your truth and love to our family and friends. Lord, please help our Yongnak Church, Yongnak Education Department, and especially Yongnak Kids Ministry to have a revival and bring lots of souls to you. We love you and we thank you. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.